We're talking today about Dodd-Frank, and I know a lot of people have mixed familiarity with it. For people who have a lot of familiarity with it, it's probably the same familiarity you have with that migraine you get every time you drink that certain bottle of red wine. And the question is, what can we really say? We've been talking about this for years now, and people have different takes on it. The problem is now we're at this point where you have a bunch of people who are so ingrained in this and so in the weeds that they could probably give lectures to the CFTC. And you have other people who are saying, gosh, should I start to pay attention to this? And with that, we're here today to talk about an update. I'm trying to go through the last 12 months, but even just the last 12 months, it's been very hard to determine what's relevant and what's not. Because quite frankly, it's drinking from the fire hose. We could be here for 2 days talking about nothing but what the CFTC has done or failed to do over the last 12 months. So what I've tried to do today is to just suss out a few things that I thought would be of particular interest to this audience. We're not going to talk about the things that really concern the major swap participants and swap dealers, which are, for those of you who are not up to speed on Dodd-Frank, those are the terms we use for essentially the pension funds, the banks, the hedge funds, the really big financial players. But instead, to talk about what's most relevant to most gas and power companies. We're going to be a little bit across the spectrum in terms of what we address, and we're going to be addressing it in a strange way because for those of you, again, who aren't familiar with Dodd-Frank, your expectation would be that the CFTC would issue rules and we would talk about those rules. But that would be naive, apparently, because that's not the way the CFTC operates. We have a few rules we're going to talk about, and we'll talk about a bunch of no-action letters, which are strange creatures in and of themselves. We'll talk a little bit about a couple of lawsuits that have come down the pike, and then we'll talk about some industry approaches to addressing some of the Dodd-Frank requirements. So with that, I will say we have a lot of slides. I tend to have a lot of slides. I'm going to go very quickly. I'll try to have some time for questions, but I probably won't have any.